This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got so much work to do. Let's just get started. Apparently, there was a young cancer patient who died from contaminated medical marijuana. I'll tell you what happened there and why medical marijuana should not be contaminated. I mean, remember we dealt with that whole mold in the steroid for epidural injection issue a few years back from one of the compounding pharmacies. What the heck is now going on with the medical marijuana? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how many adults are not getting vaccinated like they should. Okay, I think we're growing a new generation of weenies, and we'll talk about why we need to stop being weenies. Plastic water bottles are starting to be debated more and more because why are we consuming so much food or beverage in plastic? And water bottles seem to be a go-to for many of us. I got two water bottles in my purse right now. And I live in Las Vegas, so they could very easily heat up in the car if I leave them there. Well, now they're saying maybe pregnant women should just avoid them entirely. And we're going to talk about that as well. There is a clinic in, I believe, Ohio, yeah, that told patients they had Alzheimer's when they didn't. And one person went on to kill himself. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Iceland volcanoes. For those of you thinking about visiting Europe, four of Iceland's volcanoes are on the brink of erupting. Remember years ago, flights couldn't even get into Europe because of all the smoke and the plumes of you know, smoke? Yeah, so that could be an issue for those of you travelers. And then we're going to talk about peeking at your pulse. Guys have to take a peek at your pulse. And we're also going to talk about some synthetic marijuana. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you guys might need to hold on to your pants. Apparently, there's supposed to be, quote-unquote, two seasons in one day as the Northeast is set for some crazy temperatures coming up in the next day or two. From what we understand, there's going to be a bipolar weather system. Not bipolar like the DSM diagnosis, all right, for having both manic and depressive symptoms. But a bipolar weather system is going to be pushing through the East Coast. And you're going to get hot, and then you're going to get really, really cold. They said record high heat is expected through the I-95 corridor on Wednesday. Now, I-95, I live in Las Vegas, so we have an I-95. We're not talking about that I-95. We're talking East Coast. And the heat is expected to arise throughout today. And then the temperatures are going to quickly plummet as a nor'easter is going to bring some heavy snowfall to the region. I know, I love talking weather. In New York City, temperatures are expected to reach a high of 60 degrees, which is 2 degrees short of a record that was set back in 1965. Remember on Mad Men? I think Don Draper was like sweating one day and looking really hot. Yeah, I think that was the day they were talking about back in 1965. They say the weather is going to be warm enough for a light coat. All of a sudden, overnight, we're going to be seeing 15 to 30 degrees. So I don't know what the heck is going on there. The snow is going to fall Wednesday afternoon in parts of Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and a storm is going to move, I guess, into the central Appalachians upward toward New York. So for those of you guys thinking, all right, great, you know, this is kind of bathing suit weather. Please be careful and make sure you guys have your winter coats. It's going to be very interesting. They're also expecting some major flight delays in Boston, New York City, and Philadelphia. They say New England, including the cities of Boston and Providence, should be fine in the morning commute, but by the evening, it's going to get ugly. So there's a major winter storm watch, and they're expecting 6 to 12 inches of snow in parts of eastern Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, Lower Hudson Valley, Long Island, parts of Connecticut, and eastern New England. We got a lot of listeners out there in New England, so please let me know how you guys are doing out there. All right, and West Virginia, Maryland, central Pennsylvania, Virginia, eastern Massachusetts, and Maine coast are going to have some issues too. Yeah, I think we saw Tom Brady getting off his plane, you know, to make it for the parade, and he looked a little cold. It wasn't a very good picture of him, but you saw him kind of cold and tensing up. Oh, poor baby. I would have so warmed him up, but I don't think he wants me to. Yeah, I don't really get all these big temperature changes. I know there's still a lot of debate on global warming. And, you know, we're still in winter. But I'm noticing some very weird weather patterns. I mean, I know this El Nino brought a lot of moisture and a lot of sort of precipitation, right, around the place. It looks like California has been hit a lot and hopefully got out of its drought. So as far as I'm concerned, go El Nino. You know, muy bien hecho, felicidades, just come, venga, venga, venga. Love the El Nino. But, I don't understand why we're not actually discussing what could be causing these weather changes. One thing that makes me nervous about this whole global warming discussion is, yeah, okay, if we're getting warmer, technically, okay, that's fine. We can talk about that. But make sure you have the science right. And make sure you guys are looking at what's actually, shall we say, causing these changes. If we sit here and concentrate on, let's say, our plastic water bottles, and mind you, I love the environment, and I love protecting the environment, but if we're worried about plastic water bottles or us eating meat and farting, which I guess they say is causing global warming, we eat too much meat, and so our gas is causing global warming. I mean, if that's true, then I guess it's true. But if we're missing the boat and there's some issue with the way we're orbiting, you know, the sun, or maybe these solar flares, or if there's some other mechanism in play, I want to make sure we're looking at that. The problem is this gets so politicized. And then people start, just like with Hillary Clinton. You know, Hillary Clinton was having some major medical issues. But politics got in the way that nobody really discussed them. Nobody made recommendations. I mean, personally, whether you like Hillary Clinton or not, there were some issues she had. Why don't, you know, you take care of yourself and let's not, you know, try to, you know, push it under the rug. This is what I think could be happening with the whole global warming debate. That there's certain issues that nobody wants to really bring up because it'll make the political argument less strong. Who gives a damn about politics? There's some changes going on with this earth. Can we find out what the hell is really going on? Because these storm systems are getting weirder. That's just me. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. While we're dancing the rock and ammonia, the boogie flues, one thing that makes me dance is getting your phone calls and your questions. So let's answer some of them. Let's go to the phone lines. Some of you guys that call when I'm not live, you leave it on the answer line. That's great. Do what you got to do, and we will answer it on the next time we're live. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, Dr. Dolly. I have a tumor. I'm sorry. I meant to say a cyst. And mm-hmm. It's not very large, but it's on the palm of my hand. And I read years ago that it is bacteria that is involved there. Now, my ex had numerous tumors on the back of his calf, and he had three of them way up on his head, above his forehead, and they were pretty large. This one's kind of small, and I've been looking, researching online, and they're saying calcium, which I do take bone meal calcium. I just take some little iron, beta carotene for energy, et cetera, and calcium. And that's about all I take. So I was wondering if you could give us any clues as to what could be causing these cysts like that. I mean, I just have this little one, but I have no other health problems anymore. I don't need to see a doctor anymore. Thank the Lord.
Wait, we doctors rock.
Knowledge, Hippocrates said, he that does not become his own doctor is a fool. God bless you, dear. Love you
very
so
cool.
much. Thanks for everything you do every night. Bye. And
oh, that was so sweet.
Bye.
Very sweet. Good. I wish you were live because there's a few things I want to talk about. I looked up bone meal. You had said bone meal. It's a mixture of finely and coarsely ground animal bones and slaughterhouse waste products that I guess is a nutritional supplement. Thank you. I learned something. I didn't realize that some calcium supplements, okay, I thought bone meal was something used in the past. I didn't know it was making a comeback. Apparently, they said back in the 80s, they thought many bone meal preparations had lead, other toxic metals, and that's according to Wikipedia. I didn't think they were using bone meal again. So I think that's very, very cool. But let's go back to these hand cysts. Actually, I'm going to go back one step further. You talked about cysts on your husband's head. Many of you guys have these sebaceous cysts or these epidermal inclusion cysts. The cysts on the head, and you get multiple of them, and I know they're a pain in the butt. Basically what they are, well, they're like a clogged sweat duct or a clogged skin duct. And they start to get this white, cheesy material in them, and it's not yeast, and it's very smelly. It smells like gym socks that were left, like, rotting with old steak, something like that. Okay, they're very, very stinky, very, very smelly. And it's okay. You know, I don't mind. We take them out, and they're very soft, and you squeeze them, white stuff comes out, but it just keeps filling up. And so these cysts on the head could get pretty, pretty large. And so you can't just keep squeezing them out like a pimple. What we do with these cysts or these epidermal inclusion cysts on the scalp or back or neck or even hand, you can even get them on the hand as well, what we do is we have to take out the shell. So there's a very tiny, shiny, thin shell that encapsulates the cyst. And if you don't get rid of that shell, it just keeps filling up. Now, when you say you think it's related to bacteria, you could be right. There could be some bacterial component triggering the continual fill-up of it. But we really don't treat with antibiotics. You know, we just usually mechanically get rid of the cyst and then it's done and it's gone. So for those of you that get these sebaceous cysts, many times your doctor will say, look, it's benign. It's just a sebaceous cyst. Sebaceous with an S, leave it alone. My problem is on the scalp, it could get infected. And sometimes when these things get infected, that unfortunately could be a very purulent, juicy type of infection. And so I like to take out sebaceous cysts when they start to get to a certain size, especially if we're talking scalp, because a scalp infection I don't think is very good to have at all. So I'm one of the few doctors that says you get them taken out if you can, if they start getting large enough where they're kind of annoying for you. But that's just me. I just don't like seeing scalps just get infected. It's rare, but when it does, I'm like, man, you should have had this sucker taken out. Now, let's go back to the hand. Let's go back to these tumors or these cysts on the hand. The first thing I think of when you have a ball or a cyst on your hand is a ganglion cyst. Now, these are kind of the most common, which is why they're the first thing we think about. And basically, it's a cyst that's kind of with fluid, maybe kind of like jelly-like substance, and it basically is kind of an and extravasation, if I'm using the word right, from the joint. And so it's very, very firm because of the surrounding tissue protecting that synovial type fluid. And you could get them on the top of your hand. You could get them underneath. We used to stick needles in them to aspirate them, but they could just fill right back up. They're called the Bible cyst because in the olden days, they'd take a Bible and they'd smack it, or take a book and smack it. When you smacked it, and not that we recommend that in this day and age, when you'd smack those cysts, they would explode, basically, and then it can't refill up. You see? We can't do that with a sebaceous cyst on the scalp because obviously it's the head. We don't want you smashing a head with a book, especially the good book. Let's leave the good book alone. All right? We don't want to be hitting things with it. But if you smash a sebaceous cyst, that sebum just kind of gets into the tissues. And it's very gummy, and I think it could be a source of infection later. So I don't really like that getting loose and getting outside the capsule within the skin tissues. With a ganglion cyst, see that the synovial fluid just absorbs pretty nicely. And so that's why they used to use hammers and things like that. Now, if you really want to get rid of a ganglion cyst, we surgically remove it. Some of them will spontaneously resolve and go away on their own. All right? Then there's the giant cell tumor of the tendon sheath. Now this, I think the Mona Lisa has. If you guys look at the Mona Lisa and you look at her hand, she has a prominence kind of over her, not distal thumb, but proximal thumb. She looks like she has a bump in her hand. And I'm wondering if that's what she has, a giant cell tumor along the tendon sheath. Tendons help muscles move. And so the tumors are pretty solid. They're benign. They're slow growing. But take a look at the Mona Lisa hand, and that's what I think she has. I like looking at art and trying to figure out what the person medically has. Just something I like to do. Okay? And then we talked about the epidermal inclusion cyst. You could have those. You can maybe get a lipoma, a little fatty tumor. If it's tender and it hurts, it could be a neuroma. How many of you have ever had a Morton's neuroma on the bottom of your foot where it's a ball and it hurts? If you step on something, it hurts like the Dickens, and they have to inject it. Yeah, stick a needle in my ball of nerves. But I got to tell you, those are rough. Sometimes they just surgically remove them. So sometimes you'll get a little rubber band ball of nerves. You could also get tumors on the nerve sheath, fibromas, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're cancerous, but they can be. Then, one thing that a lot of people don't know that they have is called Dupuytren's contracture. These are very firm bumps on the hand that people think are tumors. But what they do is they cause your fingers to start to bend or contract. And they're fibrous, they're hard, and these little bumps, you could have multiple ones. And those sometimes we have to surgically remove if they start to deform the hand. Also have, different blood vessel growths. So, when it comes to bacterial type of things, yeah, you can get infection that cause it. But usually many of these are very mechanical type issues. Whether an underlying bacterial mechanism is causing a mechanical type issue, I don't know. You know, I think we really underestimate the microbes floating around our body, so I wouldn't be surprised. And then, of course, you could have that dyshidrotic eczema where you get multiple little baby bumps on the palm of your hand, and that's a type of eczema. They're very cute. They're like, little baby bumps, let the cute little bumps. But it's an eczema, and it's not very fun. You could also get them on the soles of your feet. All right, so look, I taught you guys something. Check that out. Hand tumors, wrist tumors, you guys learned a lot. Keep the questions coming. That's what we're here for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Sorry about that. Just finishing some lunch. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, look, I get hungry, too. I know I'm only 105 pounds, but, you know, I still have to eat. Okay. Have any of you seen me in real life? I'm a little bit above 105 pounds. But don't tell anybody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Just a little bit above. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's just say when I'm on the scale and we have to slide that big weight, right? It just has to keep sliding and keep sliding and keep sliding. I'm like, are you kidding me, really? 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. So this stinks. There was a patient in Northern California who died from a rare fungal infection that they believe came from a contaminated batch of medical marijuana. Now, in cancer patients, we use medical marijuana to help with the nausea from the chemotherapy, to help with their appetite, help with their mood, even their fatigue. Marijuana seems to help with that. And two doctors began noticing that patients are becoming very sick after smoking the drug. So they wanted to know what the hell was going on. Dr. George, that's a direct quote, sorry. Dr. George Thompson, who is a fungal expert with UC Davis Medical Center, said that the patients at the time were undergoing very intensive chemotherapy and they had compromised immune systems. About five patients came down with a relatively rare but particularly lethal fungal infection. The doctor said that these patients were relatively young and in winnable cancer battles. Unfortunately, for one man who wasn't going to die from his cancer, died from this fungal infection from the marijuana. This is scary. They said, we thought it was strange to have cases of such a bad fungal disease in such a short amount of time, in a span of 2 or 3 months. So Dr. Thompson, and this is according to Mail Online, teamed up with Dr. Joseph Toscano of the University of California Davis Cancer Center to investigate further. But federal law prohibited them from doing that research at UC Davis, so they joined forces with Steve Hill Laboratories in Berkeley. Dr. Donald Bland had been analyzing contaminated marijuana now for over a decade. He had plenty of experience finding mold and fungal strains, so he became their partner. And they said, we sometimes see 20 or 30% of our samples coming through the lab significantly contaminated with mold. So do you get that? A quarter of these medical marijuana samples had fungus. This is some scary stuff. The team gathered 20 samples of medical marijuana from across California and took them apart. They pulled out a range of dangerous bacteria and fungi, which he analyzed down to their DNA. Dr. Thompson said 100% of the samples came back with mold, and 90% had bacteria and fungi. Similar, it's not fungi, it's fungi, like a fungus. If you want fungi, okay, fungi. And the main ones were from bacteria, were your Klebsiella, E. coli, Pseudomonas, and Actinobacter. It's not supposed to be Actinobacter, but Acinetobacter. I think I've been mispronouncing it, or they're misspelling it. Anyway, Klebsiella, E. coli, Pseudomonas, these are scary stuff. All of these are very serious infections for anybody in the hospital. But now you take somebody who's immunosuppressed, right, suffering from cancer, that's bad. Right? And then not to mention the type of fungi. So, was the risk made worse by smoking it? Or if they had eaten the medical marijuana, let's say in terms of a brownie or cookie, etc., okay, or in a pill form, would that have been less transmitting in terms of an infection? Now, remember, lungs are a very easy gateway to the blood system. Right? Because the little alveoli in the lungs, the little baby kind of grape-like sacs that help bring the air to the blood as the blood cells line the alveoli to try to line up and get its oxygen. All right? You know, that's a great way to transmit something into the bloodstream. So if people are smoking marijuana that isn't overseen, not that I really want government oversight in marijuana. I think that could be an absolute cluster. But obviously, if there's some, you know, half-assed products coming down the pike, we need somebody to look at this. Not a lot of research right now, right? So they say there's a common misconception that the medicine acquired at dispensaries is safer than recreational marijuana, but according to Dr. Thompson, no. It doesn't matter where you get it. It's all the same, and it all has a chance of being infected. So if a dispensary isn't checking and isn't screening and isn't looking, right? You know, just like with non-FDA approved drugs, they could very easily come down the pike to the consumer without anybody, you know, identifying that there could be pathogens in there. Research has shown that Colorado, which is obviously ground zero of marijuana legalization, the first state, had cannabis lining store shelves that is much more potent than the weed of 30 years ago. And this potency boost, they say, comes at a cost. They may lack many of the components touted as beneficial and is contaminated with fungi, pesticides, heavy metals. Now, Colorado does not yet require testing of marijuana for contaminants. Washington, however, does. Washington was the second state to legalize recreational marijuana. Testing for E. coli, salmonella, yeast, mold, conducted in 2014, resulted in, get this, a rejection of 13% of the marijuana products offered for sale. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Actually, I'd love to hear from you guys. When it comes to marijuana, I mean, those of you that smoked back in the 60s and 70s versus smoking now, do you tell a difference? Can you tell a difference? You know, I've heard that some of it is weaker. I've heard that some of what you're getting is, you know, some real crappy strains, whereas back in the 60s, you got some good stuff. But now that marijuana is being grown and kind of mass-produced, et cetera, it just doesn't seem to be as potent. But we're also hearing that they've had to kind of up the potency, and we have some little, maybe genetic engineering going on that we don't know about, making the stuff stronger. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Andy LaFrate, founder of Chara Scientific, one of 8 Colorado labs certified to test cannabis, told Smithsonian Magazine that his team looked at 600 strains of marijuana from dozens of producers back in 2015. The team conducted potency tests, right, which are the only ones Colorado currently requires. So potency, they're not looking, get this, in Colorado, they're not looking for contaminants. They're looking for potency. And they looked at the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, which is the psychoactive compound that produces, you know, the high, right? And they found that modern weed contains THC levels between 18 and 30%, which is supposed to be double or triple the levels of what were found back in the 1980s. But they commonly found fungi and bacteria in the products. So my guess is bacteria and fungus has been on this stuff for years. Think about it. When you roll your own joint, you got stuff on your fingers, you got them on your... I mean, you know, you're... Obviously, this stuff isn't sterile. So I'm not freaked out so much if there's, you know, basic, you know, skin type like staph epidermidis, you know, bacteria, those types of things, right? You know, that end up on these joints. And absolutely, your skin, you know, touches, you touch fungus all the time. So now you're smoking a joint, you're touching it as the paper and the roll is heating up, right? And then disintegrating with the heat. And, you know, you're smoking it, it's getting smaller and smaller. Absolutely, you're getting the stuff in the system. But if we're getting pathogenic fungi, pathogenic bacteria, and mind you, what's good for your skin may not be good for your lung lining. That's an issue. And if you're immunosuppressed because you're undergoing cancer treatment or you've had a transplant or you're diabetic, now you could get a big nasty infection. Now, once we try to regulate, once we try to now add extra steps before something gets approved, we're looking at higher cost. So marijuana can start getting more and more expensive. You know, this is one of the ironies of legalizing marijuana. Marijuana is going to start getting more and more expensive. You got the taxes, you got the regulation, you got all the other issues the dispensary has to pay that they're going to pass on to the consumer. And I'm guessing many people are going to say, ah, to heck with this, let's just go back to it being illegal again so I can afford it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What went wrong? I know. I need new bumper music. 1-877-DONKADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Look, just be happy we don't play Bieber. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI. So I asked the audience about marijuana, and are you guys noticing that it's weaker, that it's stronger since the 60s and 70s? Gregan from Fort Lauderdale said, Doc, I don't know about weed being stronger or weaker, but I noticed my throat burns more with modern pot than it did in the past. Why is that? Well, that's funny. And call me naive. Again, I didn't smoke pot. You know, I mean, I came from a family who would shoot me if I even, you know, looked at a boy. So, you know, I never really had the opportunity to do drugs. Some of my other relatives, they had their hands on pot very, very easily. I didn't. And that's also, you know, when you go to the honors college and you're always in honors classes, you know, unfortunately, I'm with the dorks. And so, you know, I was kind of a dork in school. So I never got to smoke pot. So I don't know much about the burn. But Gregan's not the first one I heard this from. And any of you would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are you noticing more of a burn? I guess I don't know what the difference would be. I my guess is the burn happens because of what's, I don't know if it's butane or, you know, whatever chemicals are made from the heat and from the incineration of the plant, that can make form chemicals that can hurt the throat. It could also be because there's not a filter and you're having direct exposure or direct contaminants of that marijuana hitting the back of your throat. So it could be that. One is texting me, it's not dried properly. So I guess if the marijuana is not dried properly, I don't really know about inherent fluid in marijuana. I guess some plants have, maybe it's the chlorophyll. I don't know. Okay, I'm not very, very good. All right. But to me, you're going to get a sore throat whenever you smoke something. Okay, one, it dries it out. Two, if your throat is not liking that air, just like with pollution or sitting in traffic, you're going to get a sore throat. And the reason why you get a sore throat or that scratchy throat is it's a defense mechanism. If your body doesn't want to feel, right, you know, the particulates with contaminants and it's too caustic for it, then, you know, now, okay, hold on a second here. Okay, this is, oh, it's a message board. Oh, I love this. Oh, look at this. Okay, let's see what you guys say here. Okay. Let me see here. This is some, you guys are cussing. They say sore throat is a small price to pay for the great high you get. Okay. And then they're like, no, it isn't. If you're getting a sore throat, something is wrong. Do you suck through the herb a lot? Do you smoke out of a steamroller? Yeah, I thought bongs probably do more because you're getting more vapor when you're smoking out of a bong. They say use a bong with cold water. Okay, I'm not trying to teach you guys how to not get a sore throat with marijuana. Apparently, this one person says use a bong with cold water. You could put the bong in the fridge, and that works really good. How do you have room in the well, I guess if you have a bong the size of a milk carton, you can maybe, or you know what, the side door. For those of you that you know work for Frigidaire or Maytag or Whirlpool or whatever, maybe, yeah. Maybe Sub-Zero, right? Maybe that's what you need to do. You need to have a bong holder in the fridge. You can fill the entire bong up with ice cubes, and it chills the smoke. Okay, so it could be the heat. You guys are teaching me so much. Hey, I love it when my lung and throat feel like they're on fire because then I know I'm stoned. Okay, you know what? I don't get it, guys. I don't get it. Now, has there been a link to throat cancer and marijuana? I don't think they've studied that yet. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because, again, you're bringing in contaminants to the lungs. So what about the throat? And we know the throat cancer increases if you smoke regular tobacco. So my answer to that is it looks like if you're, you know, if they're not processing the marijuana correctly, then I think you can be at risk for some major issues. Now, alternate.org has 10 ways to reduce the health risks of smoking pot. Okay, and there are steps they say to reduce harm. You know, like with coughs and colds, with breathing issues, etc. So one is they say, and again, I'm this is not something I'm very well versed in because, you know, I don't smoke pot, and it's very difficult for people to listen to me say, oh, don't be smoking marijuana or it's bad for you. You know, when I don't experience it and I haven't used it. Am I going to, now that marijuana has been legalized, am I going to dabble? I don't know if I can, because I think with my medical board, you're not supposed to be a doctor that smokes pot. So, but if they say, yeah, I want to know what the hell everybody's talking about and see how wonderful it is. Right? And if it does prevent diabetes, huh, Remember, everybody in my family gets diabetes. So trust me, I am intrigued. Just, last thing I need to do is lose my license over, you know, doing something that I don't need to. So they say, inhale deeply if you wish, but do not hold that inhale. Isn't that what Bill Clinton said? He didn't inhale, he just smoked it. Yeah, right. Once the delicate membranes of the cilia of your lungs, which is kind of like the cilia is kind of like a brush border that helps push things back out. It's very, very cool. Oh, you know when you guys get your car washed and there's those big brushes that go along your car? That's kind of what your cilia is like. All right? They say no length of holding your breath is going to promote any further absorption of the cannabinoids. The cannabinoids are quickly absorbed through the lungs. TARs, however, are absorbed more slowly. So if you hold your breath, it's just going to further irritate your lungs. You'll get more greater intake of those gummy TARs plus carbon monoxide. Now, what does carbon monoxide do? It competes with oxygen. Carbon monoxide is a carbon atom and an oxygen atom, whereas oxygen is two oxygen atoms. So they look very similar, okay? Carbon monoxide competes with oxygen, so your body thinks they got oxygen, but they didn't, and you start becoming hypoxic. So it's not very good, okay? There's a Dr. Andrew Wheel, MD. He advocates do not hold your breath. So don't hold your breath. All right, let me see. Lighters fueled by petroleum distillates do not belong in your face. They say butane itself is far more toxic than the cannabis, so the fumes from its combustion surely are harmful. Avoid lighter pollution. So by lighter. They say matches are potentially safer if you patiently wait for the flaming sulfur tip to burn out before you hold the match to your butt. That's very interesting. If you inhale the burning sulfur when you strike the match, if you're smelling it, then you're breathing it. Hot air rises, so ignite that match high above your head. Huh. They say pipes can multiply the ignition problem. So they say there's... not to light your pipe, but to light a candle. They say light a candle, set the tip of the toothpick afire on its flame. I don't know, guys. You guys may know more about that. Take an active role with rolling papers. They say the rolling papers of joints will hold back the combustion and aerate the smoke. The thinner the joint, the more the aeration. Oh, that's right. So if you have a big Cheech and Chong super dube that looks like it's wrapped in burlap, that could be more of a problem. They say research shows that the cannabis in the roach or the butt filters out TARs streaming from the cannabis on the ember end, but does so more effectively than does a water pipe. So it looks like maybe when you roll it, it's better. All right. They say smoke is hot and dry, same as the desiccated air. So a pipe could cool down the smoke. All right. So that could be an issue. Again, I don't really want to teach you guys how to do this. I don't know much about it. But I would say, look, guys, if you do smoke, okay, make sure you don't have a lung infection. Make sure you aren't prone to, I don't know, sore throats and respiratory issues. And I we don't know what you're smoking, and it sounds like you're getting some crazy stuff in there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.